Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light the darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people here. Glorious light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who see creation's story shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of
let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright, for your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Amen.
Thank you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. A reading from Mark. They came to Jericho, and as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The word of the Lord. Maybe some of you remember Ray Stevens. Stevens was a musical performer who sang novelty songs back, 30 or more years ago. If you're old enough, you'll remember The Streak, or maybe the Mississippi Squirrel Revival, Ahab the Arab, or Guitar Zan, or the one with the best title of all, Jeremiah Peabody's Polyunsaturated Quick Dissolve and Fast Act in Pleasant Taste in Green and Purple Pills. There were bunches of his songs, and they were always good for a laugh, except once. And I'll bet you know his one serious song. It was named "Everything is Beautiful." "Everything is beautiful in its own way," he sang, going on to describe starry nights or snow-covered winter days. But a little bit later in the song, there's a line that's pretty poignant. "There are none so blind as those who will not see." It wouldn't surprise me if that line came to him after hearing the story of blind Bartimaeus. It's a simple little miracle, really, and in some ways it doesn't fit too well into this series of forgotten or overlooked miracles. It is the gospel lesson called for in one of those countless green-colored Sundays over the summer and fall, but it happens to fall on the Sundays that usually get overshadowed by Reformation or All Saints Sundays, so we never get to preach on this miracle. What may be even more significant is not this miracle itself, but what happens all around it. First, the miracle. Jesus was leaving Jericho and crowds were following him when they came upon a blind man beside the road. When he heard that it was Jesus passing by, he called out for mercy. The crowd tried to hush him, but he cried all the more, and soon enough Jesus called to him and Jesus healed him. And that's pretty much it. Except, and here's where the other stuff all around this story comes into play. You see, this story really starts well before Jesus gets to Jericho. First, Jesus told the disciples directly that he was going to go to Jerusalem, be betrayed and killed, but then after 3 days, rise again. But the disciples don't seem to grasp what Jesus says.
They just don't see it. Then there are some teachings by Jesus about what true discipleship means. And again, they don't grasp what Jesus is talking about. They just don't see it. And then some people bring children to Jesus, and the disciples and other followers want to send them away. But Jesus welcomes the children in love, telling the disciples that the kingdom of God was made up of trust and openness like children have. But still, they don't get it. They just don't see. Finally, a rich young man comes to Jesus asking how to have eternal life. This guy apparently really had a heart for God because Mark tells us that Jesus looked at him and loved him and invited the man to follow him like the 12 disciples had. Only he needed to sell all he had and give the money to the poor first. And the man walked away. It was the only time Jesus issued a call to follow him like that, and it was refused. He just didn't get it. He just didn't see it. After that, the disciples puffed themselves up, trying to impress Jesus with all they had given up to follow him. But it's not about that. They just didn't see it. And right after that happens, we get the story of blind Bartimaeus. And suddenly, after all these stories of people who had the opportunity to see the truth about Jesus but didn't, we now have the story of one man who can't see it all, but who sees the truth of Jesus better than anyone else. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus heals him. And the Bible tells us that Bartimaeus starts following Jesus around. God had acted in his life, and Bartimaeus followed in faith. Now, we're not done yet. The very next story in the gospel is Jesus entering Jerusalem, where people waved palm branches before him. It's Palm Sunday, and before the week is over, the religious leaders and the crowds, all of whom should have seen who Jesus was, are blind to the fact. Ray Stevens saying, "There are none so blind as those who will not see." The point of this story is not to chastise those who didn't recognize Jesus for who he was. No, rather, the point of the story is to invite us to explore the ways we might be blind to Jesus as well. In what ways have we become complacent and comfortable in our faith? What words of Jesus have we dismissed that we should allow to engage with us? Is our following of Jesus wholehearted or something less? Some scholars have been tempted to describe the story of Bartimaeus not as a miracle story, but instead as a call story. Jesus calls us to see, to recognize him, and to follow. And from this point in the gospel, his way leads directly to the cross. There's another song with a line in it about being blind. Amazing Grace includes the line, "I once was blind, but now I see." In God's grace, we can. In God's grace, we do.
the light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My
soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through.
Living God, we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Hear now our prayers as we fall on your mercy and grace. O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them to serve you. Give us generous hearts so that those living in poverty may have adequate food, clothing, and shelter. By your Spirit, move us to affirm the dignity of all people, and especially the most vulnerable in society. Lord, in your mercy. Triune God, whose will it is that humans live in community, bless family life everywhere and fill all homes with respect, joy, laughter, and prayer. Strengthen the commitment of husbands and wives to one another, that they may mirror your covenant faithfulness. Pour out your Spirit on parents, that through them their children may taste your unconditional love. Empower all family members to live in your grace and forgiveness. Give to those who live alone peace and contentment in their solitude, hope and fulfillment in their love of you, and joy and companionship in their relations with others. In this time of isolation, fill our lives with you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, your healing power is everywhere about us. Strengthen those who work among the sick. Give them courage and confidence in all they do. Encourage them when their efforts seem futile or when death prevails. Increase their trust in your power, even to overcome death and pain and crying. May they be thankful for every sign of health you give, and humble before the mystery of your healing grace. In the midst of this pandemic, bring healing, help, strength, and the comfort that comes only from you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of mercy and love, we pray for particular needs from those in our family of faith. We pray for Betty Olson, for Addison Jaffel, for Jane Mason, for Joanne Minnick, for Dorothy Pappas, Jim DeVold, Louis Carter, Frank Ireton, the family of Diane Howell, the family of Joel Wilson, for Helen Sands. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated unto you. And then lead us to act always to your glory and the welfare of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God Creator bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.